This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at LRN.FM is our username on Skype. That's what happens when I do two things at once.
See, I thought you did the weird thing to where you embedded Skype onto a website because they got the like Skype for web thing
they
now.
They do have that. Yeah. Nah, we're not doing that. Use LRN.FM over Skype if you want to connect to us there. Also, Discord's on-air call-in line where we do have somebody waiting. We're going to get to him coming up here shortly. Discord.LRN.FM. Daryl is now on the Discord as of last night. You went in there.
Yeah.
You were originally acting like, I don't understand this Discord thing, and now you're in there. You didn't log out last night, I don't think. I think you were in there pretty... I don't know if you're actually using your account, but... Your account was just kind of sitting in there all night long.
I mean, I don't really log out of things that aren't important. I just close the tab.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that shows that I'm logged in or not, and I don't really care.
I had the tab open, but I wasn't paying attention to it from the hours of, like, 11:30 until sometime 2 hours ago.
But it's there all day long. And if you want to, there are usually people in there. So go and check it out at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go back to Matthew in Louisiana. Matthew, you're watching us on our cam over on our YouTube channel. And you called in, for listeners just tuning in, there was a story last hour about a middle school in Utah that is now, I guess I misreported this or misunderstood it. Apparently, they're not just telling female students that they have to say yes if they're asked to dance at the upcoming school dance, but they're telling this to all of the students that they have to say yes.
If someone asks you to dance, you have to say yes.
So, Matthew, you were commenting on that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, like I said, it sounds like they were trying to solve a problem that I have, but maybe in general to school dances in general, because I remember in grade school and then middle school and high school, you would always have the guys lined up on one wall, mm-hmm. the girls lined up on another wall, and about four or five cool kids in the middle dancing. But the problem I had in... The problem I had in school was that my attempts to date were always met with the rebuff that I had been tagged as gay. And so I said, go out with me and I'll prove to you I'm not gay. And they say, no. Well, why? Because you're gay. What? This is a circular logic, right?
So then the solution to that is not to have the government forcefully provide you women.
Right. Now, he's not saying, I don't think he... He's saying that
no, I am not
this.
Saying that, Melanie. Not at all. Good heavens, no. That's a horrifying spot.
Right. I mean, part of the problem here is the idea was, according to the article that you read, Melanie, was that the school wants to promote inclusiveness. But in reality, what they're doing is they're going to create confusion. Because if you ask somebody to dance and they say no, that probably means they're not interested in you. If you ask somebody to dance and they say yes, if they're not being forced to say yes, that may mean that they're interested in you a little bit. So, like, if you don't get that signal at all, if the signal is always yes whenever you ask something like that, then you won't really get to find out necessarily, at least in that moment, you know, who it is that is interested in doing that with you, because they're all doing it because they'll be punished if they don't.
Right.
Now, of course, what is...
Yeah, and what problem... I understand. I think in the I'm going to cut them a little slack, which I don't like to do with government employees, mm-hmm. but I think maybe that they have the best of intentions, but they're teaching the wrong lessons. The lessons that kids need to learn so they can take it with them through adulthood is how to handle rejection.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I was never taught that, just like I wish I'd been taught how to save money. My yep. parents did teach me to work. I am very good at the work thing, okay. but saving money is one of the things that they failed to teach me. But before I get off the phone with y'all. How are y'all going to handle the Great Anarchapulco? Are you still going to broadcast from Keene and have occasional taped interviews? Visually stored interviews. Or are you just going to broadcast from Anarchapulco?
So tomorrow night, I'm going to be leaving town to head down to
after the show tomorrow.
Yeah, after the show. And Daryl's going to be heading up the show on Wednesday, so we'll be live from Keene on Wednesday because that's basically a travel day. It's going to take 13-plus hours straight to get from here to Acapulco. Then the following day, so that'll be Thursday, which is the first official day of Anarchapulco, we will be doing recorded interviews as we did last year from Anarchapulco, where we...
Thursday through Sunday, right?
Correct. And then you're going to be heading up the Monday show that following Monday. And I should be back...
Unless by some weird chance you record a bunch of stuff to cover part of a Monday show.
No, but we may do partially recorded show on Tuesday, just because we've got something to do prior to the show that may result in us missing a little bit. So we may actually end up doing some bonus interviews from Anarchapulco to cover that that time. So we're going to have a bunch
maybe
of
maybe an after show or two.
Yeah,
I think there's still some after shows from when Mark went to the North American Bitcoin.
We're backed up on after shows at the moment. That is true. So you're going to get a lot of Anarchapulco content. Basically, all 3 hours of the show live will be Anarchapulco Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be listening in and see if there's anything that grabs my attention by the phone.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Matthew. I appreciate
you're
hearing
welcome
from you.
Now.
Yep, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Lumpy. He's in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live via the Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Lumpy.
I always feel so ashamed when you say calling from Massachusetts.
You ought to be.
Really,
so close.
I agree with you.
Yet so
totally
far away.
Agree with you. I like to say south of the Great Wall of Freedom, more because it is a police state down here. It is a bad place.
Well, at least y'all are going to get legal weed here shortly.
Whatever. I don't
care.
Okay,
so weed versus everything else. Why is that everybody's like number one? Like, well, I'm not coming to New Hampshire until you legalize weed. I don't care about
because those people are lazy. Those people don't want
to
work.
Why is that the go-to? Like, of all possible rights, weed.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll never
because that's what differentiates you from a classical Republican.
Anyway, go ahead, Lumpy. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling. First of all, I got to say, you know, Melanie, you're the best thing that's happened to Free Talk Live since Ian and Mark and Daryl and Chris and me. You know, I love you guys. You guys are all my heroes. So thank you. I appreciate you a lot.
Melanie's ego night tonight.
good. You know, it's all right. Ego's all right. We got it for a reason. So, the Greek root of the word teach or teacher is threat or threatener. And it's interesting that that's the Greek root of the word
Daryl's
teach.
Daryl's checking this one.
It's threatener. It is.
Really?
Good. Yeah, I hope you check it, because this has been a while since I've looked at it. But, yeah, that's the Greek root of the word teach, is to threaten. So
I'm saying that the English word teach derives from the German word ticken, which means to show, present, or point out.
Not the same. Well, no, he's claiming Greek. He's claiming Greek, so I don't know. We have to go back further.
A little different. I don't know. I don't know.
Etymology online shows that it's from German, not Greek.
Sorry, Lumpy. Nice.
I'll try to find something related to the Greek. And I know that there are other things like the word government. People say it's from govern and ment, so it's to govern the mind. Well, no, the suffix ment is the act of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that Greek root is control, K-O-N-T-R-O-L. That's quite literally government means control. Govern is control.
Yeah.
So, you know, similar to what churches do, similar to what the Persian model and I use it in air quotes, education system, like the Department of Education. I mean, these things are set up to steer people's minds. It doesn't...
Yes.
It is the most horrible thing. And when it comes down to, you know, who to hate, more or less police or teachers, you know, forgive me for collectivizing, but I lump all these government people with the same kind of government training and the Bellamy salutes and all that they learn from childhood all the way up to adulthood, and they continue to carry this on all the same.
Stand by, Lumpy. If you've got more, we can continue the discussion here, because I don't think that it's the same at all, the teachers versus the police. Your comments are welcome, though. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. at Skype username LRN.FM. As we continue here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Speaking of Melanie, she does taxes. She is an accountant by trade, and she can help you with those pesky government forms, the IRS, the obedience. As much as she hates the government, she sure does like working on their tax forms. In fact, she'll do it for you.
For money.
Now, do you let people pay you with cryptocurrency?
Yes.
For taxes? How many of your customers, I don't know if you want to tell me this, I mean, I'm just going to ask you, what percentage of your customers are paying with cryptocurrency this year?
Pretty small, which is actually kind of surprising to me because I do have a lot of remote customers, but...
People like to hold on to that
stuff.
Yeah,
it was only like a...
5%?
Like less than 5 people.
Is that like less than 5% or less than... Maybe that's getting too many details, but regardless.
That's too many details.
Too many details.
A handful of people.
Some people have paid with cryptocurrency or will pay with cryptocurrency, and you could too if you wanted to get some help with your taxes. It is that time of year when, did you say last time that the W-2s should already be sent out? What's the status right now?
Yeah, those are due on the 31st of January.
So you should be receiving those if you have not yet already received all of those this month, basically, right? Like, if they sent them out at the end of January, maybe there's still some in the mail.
And your 1099s and all the other
things. That should all be in, the 1099s?
1099, same date, yeah.
So now is now a good time for people to reach out to you if they've been holding off, if they've been procrastinating?
Yeah, if you... Yeah, because I have a bunch of people right now who are working on their crypto stuff before they get back to me, so I anticipate being busier later.
Okay.
Which kind of happens in regions where people pay as opposed to where I was, where everybody came in on, like, January 2nd. But, yeah, now I don't have a whole lot going on. I still am, you know, fairly busy, but...
Now, what about state taxes? Do you help people with those, too?
There's 4 states I can't do. California and... something else.
Is that because you have to be certified or somehow licensed by California in order?
Yeah, and I'll get to that eventually, but it's not going to happen this year.
Is it just harder to do that in California?
It's longer.
Expensive? More difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want some help with taxes, maybe you already have an accountant, but they love the state. Melanie hates the state, and you want to have her on your side when it comes to doing taxes. Go to tax.freetalklive.com, and you can connect with her there. That'll take you right to her website. That's taxtax.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Lumpy in Massachusetts, you're back on Free Talk Live. Lumpy, were you taking Melanie's side and saying that there's functionally no difference between the police and teachers?
Yes.
Except for the fact that most teachers don't crack people's heads in or cause 1,000 killings per year.
People, for whatever reason, are still giving over to the states a steady supply of children.
Yeah.
The state would have to be incredibly stupid not to take advantage of that.
Sure, they want to indoctrinate people. There's no doubt about it. But
Melanie gets it, man. Melanie gets it. Melanie has a take on things that is so... accurate.
She just hates teachers. I mean, it's an irrational collectivist mentality.
It's not collectivist if it's based on behavior.
You don't know what all their behavior is. You're collectivizing that.
And it's not just government teachers. You don't like the ones at private schools
either. I don't like anybody who engages in the Prussian form of, quote, education.
So you hate Prussians. You're anti-Prussian, clearly. Anyway, Lumpy, go ahead with your thoughts.
Perhaps the tool of what the Prussian model of, and I use air quotes, education, which is to control mass thought, and hopefully Daryl doesn't prove me wrong on the word control, too. Boy, it's been a while since I heard that, so I'm gonna have to go see where.
Oh, Daryl, you did look up the Greek roots of the word teacher because Lumpy had called in about
that. He did.
There aren't Greek roots to the word. There is a Greek word that translates to teach.
Okay. What did you find?
The English word teach comes from German.
I see. Okay.
I'm gonna have to go because I usually don't. I mean, I don't say a whole lot, and usually I don't say a whole lot of smart things. But when I do say something, I want to make sure it's right.
It's important.
Yeah, it's important. Words have meanings, and
yes.
I don't.
I mean, didn't you have a good teacher or two when you were in the government schools, or were they all terrible?
Good and bad are relative terms.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah,
What was your experience?
Yeah, so you're asking him, you know, did you have a good prison warden?
No, I didn't have anybody exceptional that made a, that I was able to connect with.
Okay. I did have a couple of
schools.
Like I can think of a couple. I remember their names.
Crushes on some really hot looking teachers, but that's about it.
Yeah, I remember the hot one too. She was a substitute teacher. Her name was Ms. Flagler. Yep.
There was a hot one. I forget what her name was, but she was a one of the female gym coaches.
The two female gym coaches were lesbians in our school, and they were not the attractive sort either. Yeah, well, I guess maybe so. I mean, I only had one high school that I...
There you go, collectivizing again.
There I go.
Thank you, Lumpy, for the call tonight.
Thank
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can call in and sound really good like that if you're on our Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line is available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You're welcome to comment on the government school teachers or whatever's on your mind. We've got Dave Ridley on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
It just so happens that government school teachers are my topic today.
Okay. Do you hate them like Melanie hates them?
If he says yes, we're going to have to fight that out.
No, I don't hate them. I mean, there are some that might be hateful and others that might be really nice, and many are just misguided.
Right. Why not look at them as individuals and, you know, hear their individual story and what they individually believe?
They're an individual that is engaging on a daily basis or 5 days a week in the Prussian system of indoctrination.
But they may be trying to fight against that. They may be working within the system to try to counter that indoctrination. And you don't know until you actually talk to them and
learn about them. I know what their behavior is.
No, you don't. You're not in their classroom. You don't know anything about their behavior.
She knows what they're getting paid to do. And she doesn't care what they think about it.
She knows what the job description is, but that's about it. Anyway, Dave, go ahead.
The first person I can remember welcoming to New Hampshire was a government school teacher.
Huh, okay.
I mean, they knew exactly what I was, everything about me, basically.
Was that what you were calling to tell us?
No. Okay. I was calling to talk about something that's related to government school teachers. And then that is, one of the sort of little graces of New Hampshire, a little charms, if you want to call it that, is this large number of small grassroots organizations we've got that sort of watchdog the government. Many of them were already Trip 4 Free Staters.
Yep.
One of them is RightToKnowNH.com, and they're proving a good source for a lot of different kinds of information. But one thing that caught my eye today was that they are pushing a bill, which again, a bill is not necessarily a good way to solve a problem, but they are, as long as they're pushing it, I might as well take advantage of the chance to talk about the issue that it raises. And that is these closed government meetings where they say, "Well, we're going to go into negotiations about your money, so you can't come into the meeting."
It's pretty outrageous. I don't think any government should have closed meetings, but you've certainly run into them, and there's footage up all the time over at your channel on YouTube, RidleyReport.com, for folks to go and check out. Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's more on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. soap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line, which you can utilize. Discord.lrn.fm will get you there and just join the on-air call-in line, which I'm going to have to remove Lumpy from that because he hasn't left. You've got to exit the call-in line when you're done with it. That way other people can get in there because we've got a restriction. And the restriction there is only one person on the line at any given time because it's super difficult to take more than one person on a digital calling method because there's no way to individually adjust each person's level. So if one person is really low and the other person is loud, there's no way for us to even that out, and that makes for bad radio. So that's why we do one person at a time. The toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue, let's go to someone calling themselves VPO, calling from Hudson Valley, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, VPO.
Hey there, guys. How you doing? Before I get into what I say, can I do my own Free Talk Live intro for you guys? You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It goes something like this.
Yeah.
Free go. Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
You're right. Anyway. I loved it.
I
was waiting for wacky, wavy, inflatable, arm-flailing tube men to wind up, you know, just jumping out there.
Now, why are you calling yourself VPO, caller? What is that all about? Because you sound a lot like a guy that we know named, or that's a caller of the show sometimes called Dave in New York.
Because I am pissed off because a cam girl who I know, who I follow on Twitter, she flagged one of my YouTube videos because she, in her description, because she was on many vids, I want clips, and so on and so forth.
Hold on. Slow down. You're way too excited here. I want to just slow this down.
Of course he's excited. He's talking about Cam Girl.
He called about this girl last time, and it's been a few weeks, if not several weeks, 2 months or something like that since he last called. And he was all in a tizzy about this Cam Girl back then. So what you're saying is you, who are Dave in New York, not VPO, I don't know what that's all about.
So what's this girl's Twitter handle?
Hold on. You, Dave, you made some kind of video about this Cam Girl who you're really into and you want attention from, but you're mad because she's not giving you attention or something like that. You can correct me in a moment.
How do you know that she's the one who does YouTube tell you who
that was
going to
be my
videos?
Question. How did you know?
I don't think that they do.
Because I made a video, calling her out and stuff, and on one of her descriptions, she posts like her stuff on manyvids, iwantclips.com, and so on and so forth. The title it was called "Coming in Leggings," blah blah blah. Her name is Cher Azor. The description she wrote, check this out. She wrote, "Don't you wish you could be coming this hard? A loser like you will never have a chance to touch a sexy woman like me."
Hold on. No, wait a minute. Wait.
There's lots of women that would say that on the internet.
Where was it that she wrote this message to you? Because if somebody flags a video on YouTube, as I understand it, that doesn't allow them to send a message to the video holder. That's just a message to YouTube saying, this is an offensive video, it violates your terms of service, it violates your community guidelines or standards or whatever. It doesn't allow you to type in an angry message or even a nice message to the person whose video you're being flagged. So where did this message ostensibly from the Cam Girl appear?
It's on her manyvids.com. You know, she's on manyvids. The title is called "Coming in Leggings," whatever. And the description.
I don't know look, we don't need to talk about titles or where people are doing things or whatever. But in the video description, you're saying she made a comment that you believe was directed at you in one of her video descriptions.
It was directed towards men in general, and she goes, it was directed towards men in general,
I got pissed off
about it, and so I made a video about it on YouTube.
So the video that you made about her video, where she says, "You men, you're not going to be able to ever touch a beautiful woman like me."
No. The title was this. It was called "A Loser Like You." That, you know, she's calling men
losers.
And you
believe that was directed at you?
No, it wasn't. It was directed towards men in general.
Okay. Right,
but
so
that does not mean that she flagged your video. That means
right.
that she has lots of...
Yes, she did flag it.
How do you know it was her?
Because I had put it when you upload a video, you can put it on Twitter, Facebook, and you know, she saw it on her... Cause, you know, she's following me on Twitter, and she saw it, and
she's
then she
She's following you
it.
On Twitter.
Yes.
The Cam Girl is following you on Twitter. All right, so what's your Twitter handle, Dave?
My Twitter handle is HVGuy313.
HV as in Hudson Valley, HVGuy313.
Right.
And you're saying if we go and we look at the list of followers that you have, that we're going to find a Cam Girl. What's her name?
Cher Azor, Cher Azur.
And you believe she is following you on Twitter and that she targeted one of your videos for takedown on YouTube because you said things about her that she didn't like?
Correct. I know that she's following me on Twitter because we talk all the time.
She talks with you on Twitter. Now, is that because you're hiring her for services?
I mean, are you paying her? Because
her handle is called MISSCHERAZUR.
Okay, so I believe that she's following you and talking to you on Twitter if you're paying her, because that's what she does for a living.
Are you paying her when you have the conversations with her on Twitter?
No, I am not, because I'm unemployed.
Why is she spending her time talking with you, then?
Because I've been talking to her, because she knows I have bipolar and so on and so forth. And so we've been talking for the past several months and so on. And then, I go on one of her many vid sites and I see that the description says, "A loser like you." And so I made a video about it because, she's calling men losers and she, and we were talking about it on Twitter and, on through the, direct
okay,
messages.
Well, she's only calling some men losers.
Does it surprise you that a Cam Girl thinks that it unemployed men or losers?
Yeah, because, you know, she was saying, oh, you have no respect for sex workers, blah, 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 you know.
Well, do you have respect for sex workers?
Some of them, not really. Some I do, some I don't. I mean, you know, she's saying, because, you know.
Well, why should she respect you if you don't respect her?
You know, because, you know, why is she doing, you know, like, you know, doing porn?
I mean, at
porn.
Least she has a job. I mean, I feel like she's the one who kind of merits more respect in this situation.
You know, Dave, how come you don't let people comment on your videos?
I actually do have let them comment.
You turn
people,
commenting
you know,
on?
Yeah, people can comment on
what's
on
your
them.
Current YouTube channel? Because you've got like six of them. I don't know which one's the current one.
I have like three or four of them. They're called just Dave G and so on, and you know
what's
you'll
the
find
number
them.
One
okay,
channel?
And so on is not going to help us find the.
What's the
channel.
Number one channel? What do you want our listeners to go and check you out at, so they can hear your rambling, repetitive, insane
you know,
videos?
I have to. It's called. I don't really have. It's not really called like a number. It's just called Dave G. You know. It's
Dave G.
On
you are the worst self-promoter that on YouTube. And I'm looking at these 67 followers you have on Twitter, and I'm not seeing Cher Azur.
Ah, so you're lying,
Miss,
Dave.
It's no, I'm not lying. It's called MissCherAzur.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay,
you know,
I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, it's also possible that she followed you as a potential client and then unfollowed you when she found out that you were on.
You didn't
welfare.
Have any money.
I just don't think that, you know, doing
Dave doesn't
porn
like it when you say
job.
He's on welfare.
Being welfare and living in your mom's basement is not a job
no,
at
no,
all.
No, no, no.
Real
I
or otherwise.
Living in my mom's, I am not living
okay,
in my mom's
okay, well, you were
basement.
2 years ago.
He, no,
you
he
were
was
2 years
no,
ago.
No, no, he was living at an abused women's shelter.
2 years ago, he was living in his mom's basement,
a
according to
ago,
what he
yeah,
said.
Well,
oh, really? What
yeah,
about the women's shelter? What was up with that?
Yeah,
maybe
I was,
that was
there
5 years
from
ago.
2011. I was there from 2011 until the end of April of last year.
There you go. So he was in an abused women's shelter. He has yet to explain why he was living in an abused women's shelter or why an abused women's shelter would allow him in. And he was being very coy about his actual YouTube channel, which is Hudson Valley Guy 1. That's Hudson Valley Guy and the number 1. If you would like to watch Dave on his channel
for some reason
yell at...
I just don't think that doing porn is a real job. You know, it's
all right, hold on. Let's talk about that.
It's more of a job than what you've got.
Hold on. We're coming up.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught.
without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl. We're talking with Dave in New York. He's angry, as he always is. I don't think Dave has ever called the show.
Well, he has lots of time to be angry.
Because he doesn't have a job, you mean?
Yes.
I don't think he's ever called the show when he's not angry about something.
And that's actually one of the tweets that he's upset about this cam girl, where she replies to him, maybe you get a real job and stop living off my taxes.
She actually did reply to him.
Oh, I'm looking at her tweets and replies, and she's got at least three replies to him within the last 4 hours.
All right. Wow. Okay, so she does talk to you, Dave. I was a little in disbelief that a cam girl would actually spend her time replying to you.
So he tweets at her, quoting, "My paying customers come first," and he posted a response on YouTube. She responded, "They can check my Pornhub stuff for free."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he posts a screenshot of a quote that says, "A loser like you," a response, something, something. That's when she responds, "Maybe get a real job, stop living off my taxes."
Zing. What do you think about that, Dave?
Yeah, because I'm always looking for work. I recently applied to
No. People have offered you a job, and you said that you would not take it because it was too much money and you would lose benefits.
Instacart. It's called Instacart. It's a food delivery service, Instacart.
Yeah.
What's I don't know if you've heard of that, but like I applied, so no, I'm just waiting on back on the application, blah blah blah. But yeah, I don't think that doing porn is.
You haven't had a job in years.
You're living off of this woman's money doing porn. She's making money doing porn, and you're living off of her money, claiming for years on end that you're looking for a job.
When was the last time you had a job?
Porn is a hobby, not
no,
a real
no, no,
job.
No.
If you make money, it's a job.
Well,
you don't have
according
a hobby.
To a tweet he sent. In response to the cam girl saying, "Get a real job," he says, "I've been looking since 2013.
Yeah, 2013. No, that
you're
is
doing
ridiculous.
Something wrong. Yeah, if you can't find a job, you're doing something wrong.
And you could find a job because I know for a fact that people have offered you jobs.
Seriously, though, people have actually offered him jobs, or just to say they've offered him a job. Okay.
Because I can't, because you can only make so much money per month, whatever.
Yeah,
that kind
because
of thing.
The purpose of a job is to get off benefits and have a job,
so
not
you wanna,
to keep benefits.
You want to stay on welfare, is what you're saying, Dave.
Not really, but, I'd like to, do something with my life. But, I'm just saying that doing porn isn't considered a real job.
Being a welfare is not a real job, but porn actually is. Though.
Porn is a lot of people are independent contractors. They are professionals who get paid, but, not like a job where you have to show up 9 to 5, on a certain schedule, but they get a certain shoot schedule for
self-employment, basically.
Yeah. So it's not exactly a job. It is a profession, right? Like, it's a thing that
I mean, she supports herself and you, so, I don't know how you're insulting this woman.
I'm sorry, what was your name again? Would you consider doing porn?
Melanie, no, I would not, but I have a job, unlike you.
Yeah,
how about
you?
Hold on.
You work for Free Talk Live.
Hold on.
Okay, no, Dave. This is not a job. This is a hobby.
Hey, Dave,
my
I hear they're hiring fluffers at the on the local porn set there. Do you want to go take a job?
I would not, put myself in that position for doing porn because whatever you put out there on the internet.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
What if it was $1 million?
No, what you put out on the internet that you've turned down jobs because they were too much money.
What if it was $100,000, Dave, to do one porn
shoot?
Listen,
because when you.
What if it was $100,000 cash and you got to have sex with Miss Cher Azur, your favorite cam girl?
How much is she getting paid?
Doesn't matter. I'm just telling Dave, what if it was that much
money? I'm just
money?
Trying to figure out if she would actually consent to this.
Well, the girls usually make more in porn. But anyway, Dave, if it was $100,000, would you turn your nose up at it?
So you asked me, if I got paid, if someone were to give me $100,000, would I have to give some of it to Ms. Azur?
No. It's all yours.
No, that's your
They're
time.
They're also paying her. So
you have to do a
porn
shoot.
You get to take home $100,000.
You have to do a porn shoot for the $100,000.
Oh, no. Because whatever you put out there on the internet, you can never get back.
Wow, I'm surprised. What if it was $1 million, Dave? $1 million.
There's a lot of people who have a lot more respect for porn stars than they do for you for the stuff you put out on the internet.
$1 million in cash.
Now, would you ever do porn?
No,
you are
but I have a different
question.
Job. Would you ever
if
get a
somebody's
job?
Somebody's offered me $1 million and it's with Cher Azur, okay. I'm free on Wednesday.
The person who has been on welfare since 2013 not get to take, he's admitting to 2013,
okay.
Does not get to take the high ground on who does what for a living.
Yeah, but I've been looking for work since then.
You, but you've had job offers, so you have not been looking for
it. When have I had a job offer?
You just said that it was too much money. The job offer that you got, the job offer you got was too much money, and you'd lose the benefits.
Yeah, because I can't go over a certain amount per month.
What if?
And keep benefits. You can get paid a certain amount a month. You just can't get paid that and keep benefits.
What if the $1 million, Dave, was off the books, meaning that you could still keep collecting your welfare payments and you got the $1 million and nobody would know about it? Would you then take the porn job?
No, because like I said, because if you put stuff out there,
all
you
right,
can't get
right.
it back.
Okay,
he's a principled
man.
Like,
it's not like porn or no job at all. Like, that's not the options. It's porn, any other job, or no job at all. And you're choosing out of millions of options, no job at all.
How about this one? How about phone sex operator? Because in that case, you don't actually have to be known. Nobody knows who you are. You just have to talk to horny guys on the phone. And you
can
know,
he just yell at him and keep repeating himself.
Some people might be into that. I don't know. So
getting paid to talk to horny guys on the phone? No.
Yeah.
No.
Not even for
$1,000. Okay, what about any other job on earth besides porn? Could you look into one of those? Any job other than porn?
Pizza
could you look
delivery
into one of
guy.
Yeah,
fry cook at McDonald's.
Nobody wants
deliver car parts or something. You work in a car dealership or something.
Okay, go do that then.
I'm looking for it, but I'm just saying that,
he's not looking that hard.
One of my videos.
You're not looking that hard, Dave.
You know
how many jobs?
I don't care if she did, but I don't believe that she did.
I'm about half a second away from flagging your videos.
I want to know, Dave, how many jobs did you apply for in the last week?
I've applied to about five.
Really? In the last week?
Yes.
Name them.
Stewart's. It's a, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Stewart's. I've applied
sounds
to
like a strip
of,
club.
No, Stewart's. It's a, like, a, like, you know, you go, you buy milk, get gas.
Okay,
it's an
four
ice
more.
Store. Some local pizza places.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and a few others. So, but I'm just saying okay. that I'm always looking for. I want a job that also like pays cash.
Well, it's hard to find that.
Okay, you're not gonna find a lot of off the books work in New York.
Go to Home Depot. And then stand outside with a sign that says, I'll help you build stuff.
I mean, you're putting, like, a lot of qualifications on this when the fact of the matter is you can find a job. You just can't find a job to your liking.
I want stuff that pays cash and the hours are
so
from noon
to
2 on Tuesdays.
You guys want me to go to Home Depot with a sign outside that says, I'll help you build stuff. What about, a sign that says, I'll help you load stuff into your car?
Either way, anything that
no,
pays
they've got
money
Home Depot employees for that.
The what?
They've got Home Depot employees to help load stuff into cars. If you're going to have somebody at Home Depot hire you, they have to take you off site, and then you do something for them there.
I don't
like
have
help
any
build
construction
a swing
experience.
Set.
I don't have any construction experience.
Good point. You don't want to hire Dave. He's not going to be helpful. He's going to F things up. On the job site. Why is it that
not
you
really.
Don't... was there a business that you applied for a job that they actually got back to you and you got an interview? Has that happened to you?
Last year when Target in the mall. It's Target.
Yep. I'm aware of Target.
Yeah. They were having walk-in interviews last November. And they never hired me. They were having walk-in interviews for 2 days. I never got hired.
Wow, you couldn't even get hired during the Christmas season?
Dave, have you gotten any job offer since 2013? At any job?
Because I can't go over a certain...
Yeah, okay, so was that yes? Yes?
You did say yes, yeah.
Okay, so then that means you are not looking for a job. You are looking for a specific kind of job that meets your standards.
He's being picky.
And for someone who has not had a job since 2013, that is not acceptable behavior from a human being.
I'm saying, Dave...
Wasn't this call about Ms. Cher absorbed?
Yeah, it was, but now we're done with you. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's Hudson Valley Guy 1, number 1, on YouTube. He used to have like 1,600 videos on his channel, and then he went in a few years ago and deleted them all. So he's been adding, though, recently. He's got several of them there. If you love repetitive videos by a crazy man, check him out. More coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.